welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a health and mindset coach for women with autoimmune disease just like you. I absolutely love helping you tap into your self-healing power, uncover the energetic side of healing, and release limiting beliefs around your body and your life. Think of this podcast as everything you wouldn't hear at your doctor's office. It's a place for empowered souls to move beyond food and heal themselves on a soul level. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin.
Welcome to today's episode. This afternoon, I just felt really inspired to go live in my Facebook community and just riff a little bit on what's been going on behind the scenes and how I've been feeling lately. And it turned into something I think that you would all benefit from and get some value out of, as well as some pretty big updates. So here it is. I hope you enjoy.
Hello. How's everyone? If you're joining live, give me some emojis. Let me know you're tuning in and listening today. Coming at ya to speak some truth. I actually don't know what I'm gonna say. I just felt like I needed to jump on and update this amazing community on what's been on my heart and in my mind and how I've been feeling lately. And this year, I've talked about like experiencing some autoimmune flare and some symptoms. I glutened myself repeatedly with chapstick for a while. And then I think a lot of us were feeling this like really intense energy of especially February. I went to an emotional healing workshop and with essential oils, and it just like cracked me open and in a challenging way, but also a really, really beautiful way, where I feel like I'm just not the same ever since that day in February, which is pretty fucking cool with oils. But I've just been like roasting and simmering in this energy of life, of, you know, what truly lights me up, what really makes me happy, what is in alignment and what's not anymore, and who what do I want to be known for, and how can I start to embody this next level version of me, the Sarah fucking Small who just is so true to herself. And all of these questions have just been in my brain lately, and I've been journaling on them, and they've been keeping me up at night a little bit, and it's been interesting. Not necessarily good or bad, but just like this deep state of reflection, of internal reflection, of what's next? Like, what's next for me? What's next for this business? What's next for the community that I've built? And I just this past week finally came to some sense of clarity on this, because I was feeling very unclear, and that's why I wasn't telling anyone about it. I wasn't talking about it because I was just processing it on my own. And even though my business is very much me being visible and being vulnerable and just on social media a fair amount and kind of constantly updating people on my life and personal stuff that's going on, there's still things that like you guys don't know and that I don't share, and stuff that happens behind the scenes that when I'm still processing it and when I am still digesting it, I don't share. And that's part of my own boundaries I've created in my life and business, is that I don't have to share everything I'm going through or thinking about in real time. And I give myself deep, deep permission to just hold the same way that I hold sacred space in this container for my clients and everyone who's participated in my group programs, to just be able to breathe and to be heard and to process their stuff. I've been giving that gift to myself lately of, okay, Sarah, you are held and you are in this sacred container of just support from the universe to be able to not make a decision right away and instead let this process and just feel into it. And if you guys are familiar with human design and the different types of human design, I am a projector. Now, within that, you also have an authority, and that is your authority's how you make decisions. And for me, I have an emotional authority, and it's your solar plexus. That's kind of where it resides energetically. But I have an emotional authority. And what that means for me, at least in my human design, is that sometimes I need to, most of the time, I need to just feel into things before I jump and I make a decision. And I've done the opposite before, where I have seen like a program online, or someone's asked me if I wanted to do something, and I've just jumped and I've said, yes, okay, here's whatever, $500 to this program, or yes, absolutely, like I'm going to commit to this and make plans, and in other areas of my life as well. And that's not the best way for me to make decisions, is to just like jump. And there's benefit of like jumping before the net appears and taking leaps of faith. But because I had this emotional authority, what I make better, more aligned decisions when I give myself time to feel into them. And so I've had this decision I've been trying to make for the autoimmune tribe community, which is, does autoimmune tribe resonate with me anymore? Do these two words that I have copyrighted, trademarked, built into my baby for the last 2.5-3 years, does it still align? Is it still who I am? Does it still embody this community and my work and what I have to offer and share with the world? And after thinking about this a lot, I realized that it doesn't. And that was not an easy conclusion to come to. I really, really like wanted, almost forced myself into saying, it's still aligned, it's still aligned. Yes, this is who I'm going to be forever. And that's so limiting. It's so limiting to think that I had to fit into this box of autoimmune tribe for the rest of my life, because I do intend on doing this work for many, many years to come, and building, you know, a very successful business. And so when I decided the answer was no, and that it's just not aligned for me anymore, I had a little bit of this internal like shit show where I was like, well, fuck, what do I do? Where do we go from here? What's next? Like, how do I get back into alignment? What is an alignment for me if autoimmune tribe isn't? And that's where the emotional authority's been coming in, and I've been going, okay, I don't have to figure this out in an hour. I don't have to figure this out in a day or a week or even a month. I've been roasting on it, incubating these ideas for about 2-3 months now, since the beginning of the year. And just feeling into it on what's right and what the best way forward for me is. And what I've learned already is that it's not that big a deal. And when I first came to this conclusion that the words autoimmune tribe were no longer aligned, I thought it had to be a big deal, and that I had to make a big deal about it, and that all this fear came up of, oh my God, people are gonna stop following me, and they're gonna leave my community, and like, what if no one likes what I transition into, and how can I people please and continue to show up the way that people expect me to show up or want me to show up or I should show up. And that in itself was such a limiting belief and a limiting way to react to this. And so, again, I've really been simmering on it, and I decided to rewrite that story and decide that it doesn't have to be a big fucking deal. Like, I'm still Sarah Small. My content is going to remain essentially the same. I still have the same programs I'm offering, and I'm still showing up as me, but even more authentically as I make this transition. And so part of my message to you guys today, other than just updating you on my own personal thoughts, is that you're allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to change your mind always. You have free will as a human being, and at no point in your life or your business or any labels you've put on yourself do you have to stick to that or adhere to that for some definitive, infinite number length of time. And instead, we are constantly evolving as human beings. And so then why wouldn't we evolve our brand and our business as we evolve personally? And that's, again, a result that I've come to, which is that I have evolved. I am still Sarah Small, but I'm not the same Sarah Small I was 3 years ago when I trademarked Autoimmune Tribe. It's just not all-encompassing of who I am anymore. And I don't regret it, and I don't look back on it with like, oh man, I should have done something else, or blah, blah, blah. Like, no, it's all been beautiful, and it's all been the way I think it was meant to be. But now it's time for me to step into a new story. It's time for me to move into greater alignment and to resist the urge to put this belief on this situation that it has to be hard or tricky or that I will lose followers, and instead just trust that by moving into alignment that the people who are meant to be here and still need to hear the message that I have to give will stay here. And it doesn't have to be fucking hard. So you guys are about to see some changes. I'm not going to tell you yet what's coming or what the new brand name is, but I've got it. And likely I will announce it by the end of this week. So I have a new brand, new feel coming, and I'm really fucking excited about it, because as I've roasted on this longer and longer and longer, I've also become more and more uncomfortable, and I'm like, okay, I know it's like a snake that sheds its skin, and so it's like I'm getting to that point where my outer skin is like kind of crackling, and it's like, just pull that off, right? Like, rip the band-aid off. But I'm like at this place where I haven't quite shed the skin or ripped the band-aid off yet. And this beginning of this week, today's Tuesday, if you guys are listening to this later, beginning of this week, I was like, all right, this is the week. It's gotta happen. Sarah, just fucking do it. Like, there was a reason for me to wait, again, because I was feeling and processing it, but now it's at a point where it's just like, all right, let's just do it. Like, rip the band-aid off. I feel so confident about this change. I know that, again, the people who love the message are gonna stay to hear the message, and it's not going to be this big fucking scary thing. So I'd love to hear what you guys think about this. And if you're as excited as I am for the announcement of what's to come, again, it'll probably be by the end of this week, but I don't know. It feels so good for me to honor my own evolution, to honor what feels aligned for me, and to drop the story of fear around that and instead do the scary thing. It's like that Will Smith video, God placed life on the other side of fear. So I am stepping on outside of the comfort zone onto the other side of fear. Because I know and I trust so deeply in the universe that on that other side is just quantum fucking expansion and even more alignment with who I am and what this business is and really what it's evolved into. All right, guys, stay tuned. More to come. I just had to share that. It was on my heart this morning.
Just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Sorry the audio quality was not as high for that episode. It was just a Facebook Live that I stripped the audio from. So thanks for tuning in. And as I mentioned, more details to come. I am just like giddy inside about what is coming. So stay tuned. Sending you all the love. I'll see you next time.